The other day, my wife saw something on the internet. Two opposites in harmony. A flock of sheep with a lioness. And the lioness had been trained to be a sheepdog. The owner had trained this lioness, my little cub. And the lioness will go round and round up that sheep as good as any sheepdog. Doesn't touch, doesn't hurt them. It's amazing to see two opposites. And yet the lioness not touching, not hurting. Just a taste of what heaven will be like. It's amazing. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at this continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, be here by your Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 5. Today we're going to go from Matthew 5:8-10, which reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Jesus." It says, "They shall see God." "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In verse 8, it begins with those words, "Blessed are the pure in heart." The pure in heart. We read these words, but what are they getting at? What's being said here with a pure in heart? Come with me to Psalms chapter 15. Psalms 15. Psalms 15 and verse 2. Would someone like to read it, please?
"He that walketh uprightly, worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth."
Hebrews 12 and verse 14. Peter, can you read it, please?
"Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord."
Okay. When you put these two texts together, the pure in heart, we see two ideas coming together. We see that Jesus is in their heart. That Jesus is the motive behind all that is being said or done. We find that the person is humble and childlike, very unselfish. For this person, their prize, their eyes are on the prize of heaven and are looking for the things that are above. What we find is a person who is looking out for the needs of others. They're doing the best they can. The pure in heart. From the little book, Thoughts on a Mount of Blessing, page 24. When Christ abides in the heart, there will be a purity and refinement of thought and manner. And there will be a growing distaste for the things that pull one down. We will look for the better things that lift us up to heaven. Beautifully put. It could be said that heaven is in the home. That Jesus is the ruler of the lives of all those who choose to follow him, to follow his word. and for the pure in heart. Where is their focus? The things of earth, things of heaven. Hebrews chapter 11, come with me back there. In Hebrews chapter 11, this observation was made about Abraham in verse 10. Hebrews 11, verse 10. Would someone else like to read it, please? Hebrews 11, verse 10.
For you look for a city which has had a foundation for the builder and maker.
What does this tell me about Abraham? Very simple. That he had his eyes upon heaven. His focus was on the things above. He had his eye on God and on the reward that would one day be his. For the pure in heart, they also have a hope in heaven. In heaven being their home one day. For the pure in heart, the best is yet to come. And for the pure in heart, it has to be our desire that all who we meet are given a chance to be a part of that future. We want the best for those who we meet, not the worst. Sometimes it's not always easy. After all, we all got feelings. And for the pure in heart, Matthew chapter 5, for the pure in heart, in Matthew chapter 5, for the pure in heart, Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, what is the reward? They will see God. They will see God. You know, what a reward to be offered. The chance to see God. And you know, the reward is there for you today, if you want it. Give of yourself to God and He will lead you. He will lead you home to the place that He has prepared for all who are faithful. For all who are faithful. And that includes the pure in heart. Faithful are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5 verse 9 says, blessed are the what? Peacemakers. You know, we see that Jesus, we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And it was His mission to offer and to restore to man that which they had lost. But you know, we need to remember that He hasn't done this just for lost world, but for lost humanity. That includes each of us. Romans chapter 5, come with me there. Romans chapter 5, peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Someone read that for me, please.
Therefore, since we have all been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32. In verse 17, Isaiah 32:17. Someone read it out for me, please.
And the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever.
John 16. John 16. John 16, and verse 33. Someone else like to read it for me, please.
And
John 16:33.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may be made light. In the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I have overcome.
Okay. All different attributes of peace. And you know, when we have peace in the heart, the question is, what is there to fear? When Jesus is in control and knowing that he overcame the world, we can be strong in our faith to do what is right and to show others a better way. And that better way is with Jesus, who alone can bring peace. Peace to the heart of every person. For the peacemaker, the focus is upon Jesus, who alone can give true peace. And he can give that to all who choose to follow him. And again, we come back to that question, but have we made that choice to follow him today? Have we made that choice to make him our friend? Have we allowed him to come into our heart all the more and to allow him to guide us in the things that we do? For you see, the heart of the peacemaker is to be one with God. They will be listening to the commands of heaven and to be willing to do as he bids them to. There's a little quote in the book Thoughts on Outer Blessings, which gives a beautiful definition. Whoever, by the quiet unconscious influence of a holy life, shall reveal the love of Christ, whoever, by word or deed, shall lead another to renounce sin and yield his heart to Christ, is a peacemaker. To connect the soul with Christ. That's what the world needs, isn't it? To be connected with him who alone can give hope. This special person is interested in the needs of others. And this person will be interested in seeing the lost saved for the kingdom of heaven. And I guess we could ask the question, but hang on a minute, what's the motive? What's the motive that drives the person to do these things? 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God, knoweth God." Love. Love. Romans 8 and verse 14. Someone like to read it, please. You know, as we consider these texts, the question has to be asked, is Jesus living in you? Is Jesus living in me? Do we have that connection with him? Are we willing to listen to that voice? As it leads you to that path, that leads you to a better place, that place that is called heaven. Back to Matthew chapter 5. For the peacemaker, there is a reward. Verse 9 it says, they are called what? Yeah. They are part of his family. What a beautiful thing to be called a child of God. And in taking the part that he gives you to play and to do it with all your heart is the best thing that one could ever choose to do. And for that, in doing that, there is that reward. You are called a child of God. You are special in his eyes. He loves you and wants to use you for his kingdom in the saving of others. That's special. That is special. Verse 10, Matthew 5. Then it says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Seems a bit strange, doesn't it? Seems a bit strange. But the point that is made here is that those who choose to follow Jesus, it will not always be easy. Sometimes life can be a little bit difficult. Life can be hard. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 17 and 18. Can someone read it, please?
For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. And we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
1 Peter chapter 3, 14 and 15. Can someone else read it, please?
But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Or what they fear, do not be frightened. But in your heart, set apart Christ as the Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you.
You know, with all the troubles that can come, with these two passages we're reminded that, hey, God's there beside you, there is still that better prize ahead. Keep the eye on Jesus. Keep the eye on Jesus. We need to remember that Jesus is the head and that with him we are in a safe place. Do not be afraid for what the enemy can do. Jesus overcame. Jesus overcame the enemy and we can trust in him to save us to the end. Another little thought from Thoughts on the Mount of the Blessing, page 29. When one presents the love of Christ and the beauty of holiness, he is drawing away the subjects of Satan's kingdom, and the prince of evil is aroused to resist it. I like that. When one presents the love of Christ and the beauty of holiness, he is drawing away the subjects of Satan's kingdom, and the prince of evil is aroused to resist it. The devil doesn't like it. The devil doesn't like it when people are being drawn to Jesus. And you know what we must also remember is that we are given the promise of the love of Jesus day by day to meet anything that can come our way. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the promise here. When trouble comes our way, Jesus made a beautiful promise. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 9, he says, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in what? Weakness. Isn't that beautiful? My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Romans 8. Romans 8. Verse 18. Someone read it, please.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed.
It's beautiful, isn't it? God is more willing to give grace to those who are bowed down. He loves with an everlasting love and will be there to comfort and cheer. But for those who go through the storms of persecution, the promise is given to them. Matthew 5. Matthew 5. Matthew 5. What's the promise in verse 10? Theirs is what? Kingdom of heaven is yours. What a promise to be given. They will not lose out. They won't miss out. There's a reward for them for being faithful to the things of God. And this is the point that we need to remember, that Jesus wants to save. He does not want to see anyone lost from being a part of his kingdom. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. We know verse 16 very well, but I want to go to verse 17. For in verse 17 it says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus came to save. Jesus came to save. Doesn't want to destroy. He wants to save. At face value. It all seems a little bit hard to follow and to carry it through. But you know, the promise is that God is there with us. He will be there to the end. For the pure in heart, they shall see God. That's the promise. For the peacemaker, they have the promise of being called the children of God. For the persecuted, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's their promise. But the point is very clear that when we choose to follow Jesus, we are on very safe ground. He is never far away. We can put our trust into him and to hold on to him. So yes, let us be the pure in heart. Let us be the peacemaker today. And if it has to be, then let us be the persecuted. Because for each of us, in the end, the reward is the same, and that being heaven at last. And that reward being offered to us each one. And it's ours, if we will only take hold of the hand of the one who makes that offer. Let's hold on to him and not let go. Dear kind Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, may your Holy Spirit abide in us each one, so that we can be the peacemakers. That we can be the pure in heart. That we can be effective in leading others to Jesus. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.